Now, previously this year, we began a discussion about a bird that our Mishnah mentioned, Shiyofshu Gafshu, Gapo, that its wing is completely dried up. And such a bird is entirely puzzle for carbon, entirely puzzle from carbon, and cannot, and if somebody offered such a bird as a carbon and did malika on such a bird, it would be considered a nevela that's matama beis ablia. The Rashba, and we quoted, Tosfos quoted, we quoted the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chaf Dalet on the base, about an animal that is mechusar aver. And the Rashba, quoting the Ravid, says that even the case of our Mishnah, that the wing is dried out, so even if the wing is still attached to the body of the bird, it's considered mechusar aver. And the Ravid explains, because the entire ability, the entire strength of a bird is in its wing. So if its wings are not usable, then it's like they're missing. And that's why it's considered mechusar aver. And the Miri says the same point. And in fact, the Ratvaz says that the next case that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Nismas Eina, where the ayin is bli ayin, it doesn't mean, says the Ratvaz, that the eye has been poked out, Rahman al-Salam. But even if the eye is there, but it's Rahman al-Salam blind, it's still, since the eye is also so critical to the existence of the bird, if it's blind, it's considered like a mechusar aver, even if it's there. Just it's blind. And in fact, I saw what would be the halacha that the mefarshim ask, what would be the halacha if the bird is unable to fly for whatever reason? Will it be considered Yofshagapa? Because if the Ravid says the strength of the bird depends on its ability to fly, so this bird is unable to fly. If the bird is unable to fly, then according to the Ravid, it should be considered disqualified, if that's what makes a bird into a bird. On the other hand, the Mishnah says Yofshagapa. Perhaps I was thinking that it's connected to the Machlokes Rishonim we quoted in our previous year, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that a bird that wings are Yofshagapa, it's like Mechusar Aver. And Tosfos quotes a Pasuk from the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chaf Dalet on the base. So it could be Yofshagapa is considered like Mechusar Aver. Any other is not considered in that serious category. But according to Rashi, who took a much broader approach and says that the issue is, based on the pasuk, kakrivano fakasecho, something, an animal, a bird in this status is not considered something you would bring. So the fact that it's not able to fly is enough of a reason to say that this is a bird that is inappropriate to be used for a carbon, and the fact that it's unable to fly, whether because it's dried up or any other reason, should not make that much of a difference. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Ayur Chayim, Simen Chof Beis, the Shulchan Aruch, it's evolved, the Mishnah Brura, had a discussion. We know that a person is supposed to put on the tefillin, on his weaker hand. So this is the case that we're going to speak about in our shiur. There's another case, but our shiur we're going to speak about the following situation. Someone is a righty. He uses his right hand. He's a right-handed individual. We know halacha is that the tefillin are put on your weaker hand. So such an individual certainly should put on his tefillin on his left hand. Rachmana litzlan le'aleinu v'le'aleichem. This person's situation is that his left hand is diseased. Yosha, it's not usable. So now the question is that hand still considered halachically still in existence? And if it's considered halachically in existence, that is the hand so that the tefillin should be put on. But now, we just learned in our sugya that Yof Shagapa is considered like a mechusar aver. If it's like mechusar aver, it's like the hand is missing. If you can't put on tefillin on a hand that's missing. What is the question? It really goes back to the Ravid that we just quoted. The Ravid just said that a bird flies. And a bird that's unable to fly is not really considered a bird. So maybe only by a bird, the halacha of Yof Shagapo will be considered as if it's mechusar aver. But not necessarily by a human being. The Avni Nezer, the Shalat Shuvas Avni Nezer, or Rechayim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, says that the halacha that we just mentioned is strictly by birds. Because a bird's based on his ability to fly. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, V'oif y'oifeif. Birds were meant to fly. And therefore, a bird that can't fly, it's like the wing is missing. But a person is not, his hand, it doesn't define, his hand's ability to move does not define his hand. And therefore, the halacha is that as long as the hand is not to the degree of inusability, that if you poke it, you punch, you put a needle in it, that blood won't come out. Otherwise, it's considered still a hand on which you should put on the tefillin. And that's what he says, that a person with such a hand, even though it's very diseased, if as long as the hand will bleed if it's poked, the halacha will be that you're mechuyev to put on tefillin on that hand. Especially if that hand is the right hand, is the left hand. Ramosha, in the Shalos Hatshuvos Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Aleph Simen Ches also paskins the same way. And he says that only if there is no blood flow in the hand, that is considered as if that hand, Rechman Slan, is missing. And Ramosha goes in to say, not every limb has the same shear of at what point it's considered non-functional. And he says, a hand that is suffering to the degree that the doctors say must be amputated, Rechman Slan, such a hand is not considered in existence anymore. But any hand that is not up to that degree is still considered in a hand to put on tefillin. And even if it's paralyzed, as long as there's blood flowing there, and a hand that's paralyzed, Rachman al-Tzlan, he says some interesting svaros. First of all, he says, looking at the hand by itself, you can't tell it's diseased. Moreover, the disease of a hand that's Rechman Slam paralyzed is not because there's a problem with the hand. There's a problem let's say, Rechman Tzlan, Rechloi Elena V'loi Alechem, he is paralyzed because he had a stroke. So there's a problem with the nerve system, not with the hand. And certainly, therefore, the hand is considered a full-fledged hand to put tefillin on it. And Ramash even quotes, says that his father was paralyzed on the left side for the last 7 months of his life and still put on tefillin on his left hand. Ramea Arik, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Imre Yosher, Chelik Beis, Simen Yudalid, and Ramosha, actually in that tshuva and the next tshuva Simen Tes, also quotes different achronim that take even a different view. And they say, as long as the hand is still attached to the body, even though it's so Rechman Tzlan diseased that no blood is flowing, and even if the hand were to be poked, no blood will come out. The halacha is, says Rav Moshe, that still such a hand, says the Rav Moshe, the hand is there, and if it's the left hand that he always put on tefillin on, he should continue putting tefillin on that hand.